Welcome to the Balanced Working Moms podcast. I'm Rena Musha, and I'm so glad you're here. If you're a busy mom like me who's juggling all the things, you're absolutely in the right place. Because in this podcast, you're going to learn secrets on how to live your life so you feel so much more balanced. Thank you for joining me on our episode today. And I have to warn you that my little puppy, he's not so little anymore, does not like to be alone. And he's upstairs and he is barking like crazy because I left him alone for a few minutes. He's a very clingy dog. So hopefully he'll quiet down. There he goes. But hopefully he'll quiet down so I can talk to you and we can have a really nice discussion today. I'm so excited about our discussion because today we're going to be talking about something that I hate to see. I hate to see it when I do it to myself, when I see other people doing it. It's not good. It's really, really not good. And in our episode today, we're going to talk about what to do instead of beating yourself up. Does that sound good? It sounds good to me. Because so many of us do this. You know, as a mom, there are exponential reasons why we could beat ourselves up. You know, it's not just one or two. We could just add on to it again and again. Because you and I, we could be doing everything quote unquote right or correct. And maybe we forgot to predict one little thing. And it's chaos, right? It's absolute chaos. The kids are crying. You're stressed out. The house is a disaster. Things, shall we say, are not good. They're just not good. And this happens to the best of us. This happens to those of us who try to predict it. Those of us, you know, we do everything we can to prevent this from happening. And it just does. We're human. We cannot control everything, even though we want to pretend like we can. And then what invariably happens, you know, this happens to me, it may happen to you, is we may feel like we're an absolute failure. We feel like we're not doing anything right. We don't know how to do things right. Even though, like what I said, the thing that went wrong may have been totally outside of our control. Maybe yes, maybe no, but still we feel like a failure. And today we're going to talk about a new perspective, a totally new way of thinking that we could both bring to the table when this happens. So we're not, you know, crying and sobbing and just feeling like a mess or feeling bad about ourselves. Because you know this, that does not help anything. Doesn't help anything, and it especially doesn't help things in the future. You know that most of my episodes are inspired by real life events. And of course, this one absolutely was inspired by something that happened actually just last Friday. Last Friday was not a good day. Talk about feeling like a failure. Everything blew up. It was such a busy day. It was actually way too busy. My kids were scheduled for their annual physicals, and that's enough, right? That's enough to add chaos to the day. But on top of that, one of my kids was going over to a friend's house for a sleepover right directly from the doctor's office. And my other daughter was hosting five of her good friends for dinner. She was going to have her first dinner party that she was going to do all on her own. So excited for her. But we had no food made except for dessert because, you know, my kids have their priorities. So the night before she had made dessert, but we hadn't anticipated that so many people were coming over. As of the day before, it was only supposed to be one or two people, and you know how things just blossom. Like, thank God, it's great that she has so many friends, but yikes, right? And that very same weekend, that very same day, I was going to somebody's house for a party and I needed to make some food to take over. So can you imagine all this drama? We have so much going on, I can't even keep my head straight. I didn't even know what day it was. All of these balls up in the air, and everything had this deadline of about 5 p.m. That's when everything was going on, and we were not prepared. And we had to rush like crazy people. Oh, and did I also mention, my husband and I were both working that whole day. So it was crazy. It was too much. It was too much. We were cooking. We were packing. And then, of course, you know, we waited forever at the doctor's office. When I think about all that chaos, I could still picture myself. My heart's pounding. I'm wondering how I'm going to get everything done. Now, notice nothing was a real crisis. Nobody was sick. Nothing bad would happen. You know, these were all small things, but it was a lot all at once. It was a lot. And that's how our life gets. And that's such a great example. I'm glad that it was nothing real serious. You know, because that's your life also, where all these things are hitting, and hopefully it's not serious, but it's enough to just be really difficult. So I'm thinking back, and that Friday at lunchtime, I remember feeling so stressed out and overwhelmed because I knew I couldn't start cooking until my day was over because I'm still working. So you've been listening to this podcast for a long time. Maybe you've been with me from the beginning, almost 100 episodes. What do you think I did at lunchtime? What do you think? Do you think I cooked? Do you think I worked through lunch? Do you think I just sat there in panic? What do you think I did? I'll tell you, and you probably know if you've been listening, but I did my routine. I went on a walk because that's what I do every lunchtime. And if you remember another episode that just aired, I don't know, not too long ago, can you guess what I did on my walk? Yeah. So I pulled out my phone and I pulled out my journaling app and I journaled and I talked into my phone and I was thinking and talking about how stressed out I was. But you know what? You're probably thinking that as I'm journaling and talking into my phone, that I was beating myself up. I'm telling myself that I shouldn't have had so much going on. Nothing was critical. I should have canceled something. But I wasn't doing that. I wasn't beating myself up. And why not? Why not? Because I obviously dropped a few balls, you know? I did not plan things well for that day. There were just not enough hours to do everything that needed to be done. You know, in the past, before I learned all these techniques and before I became more balanced, I would have journaled and it wouldn't have been pretty. I would have written about the fact that I'm a bad planner. Maybe I should have had my daughter pack the night before. Maybe I would have journaled about what an idiot I was for letting my kid have friends over on a busy day. You know, it's so funny because I just said out loud what an idiot I was. And it felt even funny saying that because I'm so careful to never say that, to never say that about myself, to never say that about my children. And this is why. This is the episode why. We're going to talk about that later, but I'm glad it sounded so strange coming out of my mouth. And I hope that it's the same for you. That if you say, I'm an idiot, it just sounds weird. Like, I am not an idiot. Why would I even say such a thing? But putting that name calling aside, there was so much in this scenario that I could have journaled about myself, that I could have done some self-flagellation, that I could have really beat myself up, right? There was evidence. There was plenty of evidence that I did not plan things well. And many of us moms, we go there very quickly. It's almost like a natural thing, right? We see things where we didn't do things exactly perfectly or we didn't plan well. And what do? We beat ourselves up. But here's the problem. Here's the problem, and this is why I'm not used to calling myself an idiot, thank God. And the reason why it's a problem is because when you beat yourself up for things that don't go well, nothing good ever comes of it. Nothing good. How do I know this? How do I know this? I know this because if you're like most moms, and I used to do the same, you have probably whipped yourself many times for not having the foresight to do something. You know, whatever the quote crime was, there was evidence. There was evidence that you should have predicted it, that you should have done better, whatever it is. And we are so good at finding that evidence. And maybe you even go a step further. Maybe you even assign yourself a label. Ooh, a lot of us do that, right? Maybe your label is that you're disorganized. You can tell yourself, I am the most disorganized person on earth. Or maybe you say, I'm such a disorganized mom. And of course, the word disorganized is perhaps a little politer than some other words that we come up with. Let's hope we're only calling ourselves disorganized. But here's what we've just done if we label ourselves. What you've just done is you've labeled yourself as disorganized. And you know what this will do? This will increase the likelihood that you'll be more disorganized. Because after all, you're a disorganized person, right? That's why it's so unhelpful to label ourselves. And we do it so naturally. It feels like there's evidence for it. It feels like we're just saying the truth. We're saying what it is. But once we label ourselves and we make that, you know, that line in the sand and say we're disorganized, we're not proactive, we're a mess, whatever it is that we want to label ourselves, it actually creates that in our life. So let's not do that. Let's not do that. We don't want to create more chaos. We don't want to have more Fridays like I had. So how about this? Are you willing to do something different with me? Are you willing to try something new instead of beating yourself up, instead of labeling yourself, instead of being all upset at yourself? There's something else that you can do. What do you think of this, my friend? How would you like to do this? What if, instead of beating yourself up, what if you saw it as a learning opportunity for next time? Ooh, a learning opportunity. That's high level, right? That's good stuff. And now this for sure takes practice. Because my guess, and I used to be this way years ago, is you probably have a lot of practice blaming yourself when things don't go well. You have a lot of habit energy behind that. You probably even have labels that you give yourself, labels that you've been giving yourself for years and years and years. So it's a double whammy. You're beating yourself up and you're labeling yourself. So next time you're going to see it even more. But what if instead, when things don't go well, whether it's quote unquote your fault or not your fault, what if instead you take apart the situation and you figure out, what can I do in the future so things don't happen like this again? And I'll give you an example, and I'll tell you exactly what I journaled about last Friday. First, I wrote out how stressed I was, because I can't ignore that. It was so stressful. I'm still stressed out thinking about it. It was crazy. So I wrote how I felt, and then I brainstormed ideas on what I could do in the future to prevent this from happening again. First of all, no more Friday doctor's appointments anymore. That is just not a good idea. Friday at what, 3 o'clock? Not a good idea. Don't do that again. But another idea that I had was to do more prep on Thursday nights. So if we're having company, if people are coming over on Friday, I get it done the day before. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that reduce my stress level? And then I went even a step further because I had my phone on me. So I put it in my calendar as a reoccurring task. You know, take a look Thursday night. Do I need to prep anything for Friday? If yes, I need to do it. Now, will this solution work? Having it in my calendar, setting my intention to never have doctor's appointments again on Friday afternoon? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe this coming Friday is going to be equally as crazy. Maybe I won't check my calendar. Maybe the system that I just put in place, maybe it won't work. And so what? So what? Because if it doesn't work and things go crazy again, you know what? I don't plan to beat myself up. Instead, I'm going to have curiosity. I'm going to wonder, why didn't I follow my calendar? Why didn't I look up my plans for the next day and do stuff in advance? Do you see what I'm suggesting here and why it's so powerful? I'm suggesting that you see drama, you see things that don't go well, you see negative things as a learning opportunity, a way to learn to do better next time. Never, ever, ever as an indicator to beat yourself up. Because when things don't go well, when they don't go as you ideally would like them to go, it's really an opportunity. It's an opportunity to try new things, tweak things, adjust things, try new things out. Try on another pair of shoes, see if they work better. And my clients will tell you, whenever we come up with a plan for them, I always tell them, this may not work the first time. Notice what works, notice what doesn't work, and we'll change it. We'll change it. You can't know until you try it. It's all an experiment. That's all it is. And you can make it an experiment when you go in with this attitude. You see how when you beat yourself up, you can't even do that. You can't even say to yourself, what am I going to do next time? Because you're in that negative energy. And if you've labeled yourself, forget that. Because now you're a disorganized person. And a disorganized person for sure doesn't make plans to change. It's who you are. You've created an identity for yourself, unfortunately. So let's not do that. Let's not do that. How about this? You come up with potential solutions, and then pretty soon you're going to find a solution one day that'll work. I said pretty soon. That was probably something I shouldn't have said, because sometimes it can take months to come up with a solution. You know, you'll try something, it won't work, or you'll forget your solution and you'll go back to the way you are. It's a process. It's a process. But if you stick with it, invariably, you will come up with a solution that works. And then you know what? Then you'll be calling yourself an organized person and you'll have so much proof to back yourself up. So the next time things don't go smoothly and you are stressed out and about to do that old familiar behavior, you know, the one that involves a lot of self-blame, beating yourself up, saying not nice things to yourself, I would love for you to instead give yourself some grace. Give yourself grace, just like you would treat a best friend. You would never beat up your best friend for not predicting something. You would never do such a thing. So treat yourself the same way. And instead, see the situation as a learning opportunity. Figure out what can you do differently next time, and try it. And you know what'll happen if you do this? If you keep doing it again and again and again, not only will you feel great about yourself, you'll label yourself as this organized person, but pretty soon you're going to have a smoother, more balanced life. That's what it's all about. It starts with not beating yourself up. And that's what I wish for you, to have a smoother, more balanced life where you say good things to yourself, the same kinds of things that a good friend would say to you. I appreciate you listening to this really important episode. This is really almost the foundation of everything, because if you beat yourself up, it's very, very hard to improve and to create that balance. And I'd really appreciate if you could leave this podcast a review if you haven't already done so, because we have a lot of good work to do. Thank you again for listening. I wish you a wonderful week, and we'll talk again soon.